This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On you and your opinions about what's been going on this week. This is the Doug Steffen overview with my gang, the Good Day Gang, together with the DJV gang. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here, Rich McFadden is here in our overview of the charts from the week of February 6th to 10th, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Here is our opportunity as talk personalities to have our say about some of the things that we might not even have talked about on our own during the course of the week, whether it's on the air or off the air. First thing I need to do is go through the 10 stories of the week that folks at Talkers Magazine deemed to have been the most important and the most discussed on news talk radio programs around the country, and then the list of people. I find the list of people more interesting this week from my own point of view. My own,
it's like a who's who. It's the weirdest cocktail party ever, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's do that list first, Jennifer, because that's a great way of putting it. It's a very interesting list of people at a cocktail. Can you imagine these people all at a cocktail party at your house? Melissa McCarthy would be one of those people. Would you invite her or not? Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
Ivanka Trump.
Definitely.
Neil Gorsuch. John McCain. Vladimir Putin. Bill O'Reilly. Imagine the two of them at a cocktail bar.
I would want John McCain to be the bartender.
Yeah,
I feel like
he'd be
good. He would be good at making sure no one drank too much. Or
yeah,
oh, no,
right.
He's a big drinker. Are you kidding?
McCain
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a party animal.
Really?
No way.
Is he a lush?
No, he's not a lush, but I think, I mean, he doesn't, I mean, he, I don't know, he talked once about how Hillary Clinton drank him under the table.
Really?
He's a former military guy, please.
I'm drinking all up. Well, if you've been in the jail in Vietnam, or in Vietnam for 6 years, you probably would drink, too, under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Or if you had to serve with Chuck Schumer, who's number four on our list this week, I'd be drinking a lot if I had to serve with him. Number three on the list is Jeff Sessions. Number two is Elizabeth Warren. And number one is Donald Trump. So for the first time in a long time, the Obamas, neither of them show up on the list.
Well, they were kite surfing with Richard Branson.
Did you see some of the pictures? I was just looking at a little, somebody did an inside view of their new home in Washington. But yeah, the fun stuff was him out rolling around in the water and wrestling with Branson.
Yeah.
And just, you know, kind of having a good time, let it all hang out, sort of.
Looks like a fun vacation.
And they weren't afraid of having people take pictures either, which I thought was okay. That'd make a good expose in People magazine, for sure. All right, let's see here. The stories, the Patriots and their win in the Super Bowl, that certainly has to be the sports story of the week or the month, or certainly of the football season.
Of but the year, the way that game went down.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like with the Deflategate, it's been the story of the last 2 years.
Yeah, right. The booing of Roger Goodell was appropriate, I think. That was kind of a nice touch under the circumstances. But then, you know, you see the baseball season gets underway. The pitchers and catchers are in there now in either Arizona or Florida. And then shortly after that, during the week, the regular players show up. And then the season begins the week after next, I think. And then the weekend of the 25th of February, first games for a month and a half, and then season starts. Oh, am I saying this? This is cool. I think is it April 4th, the first
usually
game?
Usually around the 1st of April. Sure.
Yeah. All right, so that's good news. Number nine, what went on Saturday Night Live with Melissa McCarthy? I think it's disgusting, and I find
really?
It now.
First of all, did you see
wanna.
The skit? Did you see the skit?
I don't want to see these things
why?
Anymore.
Why?
Because I don't
funny.
Think they're... Well, it depends on your point of view. If you,
if you saw
so
it, Doug, you would laugh. You would think
that
it
are
funny.
So interested in popping off and getting their own points of view, and they hide it,
it's
or they mask
that.
Their
it's
anger
not.
With humor. Well, maybe
it's
not in this case.
It's
but
not, it, yeah.
Too many of them are like that. You may be
I mean,
right in this
I'm
case.
Pretty sensitive when it comes to being unfair. And Saturday Night Live, I think, has been very unfair, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think I think they've crossed the line when they're crying over Obama being done and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer was funny. I mean, have a target. Just make it funny. Don't just be messaging.
Yeah.
Be funny. And she really was funny with this.
Yeah.
Look, I have nothing against Sean Spicer. I watch almost everything. Every time he does a press conference that's televised, I watch them. I have no issue with him. It was just a really funny spoof. And the fact that they made her look so much like him was another element that it took everyone a second to figure out, well, wait a minute, who's actually playing him? It was great. It was a surprise. It was fun.
Do you know what I'd rather see? What I'd rather see, this is just me. There's a video that's gone viral that shows this youngster, six-year-old boy, celebrating the end of him. He had cancer and the end of his chemo treatment. And it's the most wonderful thing. Somebody ought to play that. We posted just that kind of stuff. I'd much rather see than this stuff. These people are just grinding because they want to grind. Maybe they think they're funny or they're speaking to an audience, but they've lost me long ago. They lost me. Maybe I'm not the target audience anymore because I'm older. And the only problem I have is I have money to spend, and the advertisers don't want to get at me, and so all these shows are aimed at the younger demos. And I guess I fall into that, too, in a manner of speaking. That's why Jennifer's here. That's why Victoria's here. That's why Kara's here. But it just after a while, go away with this. All right, let's see. Number eight, Trump and his criticisms of stores. I'm trying to wrap myself around this, and I'm not sure I've done a good job of it. TJ Maxx pulled the Trump stuff, Nordstrom's needless markup. There have been, and is it because, come on, really? They say because the sale's not strong. Okay, the sale's not strong because people are making a lot of noise about it in the store. Or does it make a difference? If it's bad for business, you pull it back. But what's making it bad for business is something that bothers me because there are things on the other. It just seems to me, although the people on the left will say, oh, these guys, they go too far, and this guy's bad, and that guy. But yet, I kind of feel like it. Maybe it's just me and my point of view, but my point of view is more in the middle than anybody else's that's here anyway. And I think that I find it troubling that there is this gotcha attitude among people who are just trying to
sour
put down for... Yeah, is it sour grapes? I think it's even deeper than that, Jennifer.
I mean, I think that with Nordstrom specifically, a lot of people on the right are going crazy about this decision, but I think we have to be honest, and we have to realize if you're on the right, you're pro-business, and you're pro-business independence from having to carry anything. We don't want people to have to carry lines of clothing. So do I think that Nordstrom pulling Ivanka's line was all politics? Yeah, absolutely. Her sales, if you look at the Ivanka line, are up 21%. Nordstrom hasn't really provided proof that her sales were down.
Online sales, though.
They're stepping away. So fine, they want to pull it. That's okay.
Yeah,
I think that where the line was crossed is, and I understand why Donald Trump wants to protect his daughter, but by tweeting out something specifically targeting Nordstrom for dropping her clothing line, that is gray area. That's where the conflict of interest stuff that people were afraid of comes into play. And I think I could have gotten past it if it was just his account, but the fact that someone picked it up and retweeted it from POTUS, which I bet he didn't even have anything to do with, someone there just retweeted him, that's really sticky. It's a sticky situation for him.
Well, I think Kellyanne Conway is not helping. Once again, she's going to, you know, put her foot in her mouth and going on TV saying, everyone buy Ivanka. I mean, you know, I mean, she's already had a talking to
about
it. Getting
lost in that. There's a whole bit of conflict of interest stuff floating around about that.
I mean, it's
ridiculous.
Yeah,
she's been counseled, as Sean Spicer said.
Yeah.
I don't think what she said was appropriate, and I think what she meant and what she should have said was we live in a society that is run by, we're a capitalist government, right? We're a capitalist economy. And hey, look, if you don't want to support Nordstrom, don't. If you want to support Ivanka, fine. But you don't have to go out there and say and make an ethics violation, which is really what she did by saying,
right,
go buy Ivanka products. I mean, there was ways to do it without saying that.
Absolutely, and you should be. You should have her job, Jen.
You know what? My God, Victoria.
You really should.
You and I are in the same. I'm listening to Jennifer make this case. Kellyanne Conway is a waste.
She just sounds dumber and dumber every time she talks.
She just is a waste, vast emotional and intellectual wasteland.
I don't think she's a waste. I think that she's starting to buy the Trump arrogance, but the Trump arrogance only works for Trump. It doesn't work for anybody else.
It doesn't work for anybody else.
With Marco Rubio, we saw it didn't work for Ted Cruz. Doesn't work for Kellyanne Conway. Thanks for saying that, though. I've been told that I should be working for the Trump
But I don't want you to go.
I couldn't take it.
On the retail side, I think Ivanka Trump's clothes are beautiful, and I've been to her. She had a jewelry store. It was all her high end jewelry down in Soho here in New York City, where I am, and it was a gorgeous store. I mean, I think she has impeccable taste. I think everyone's lines, all celebrity lines right now, are pretty much suffering unless you're Kanye with Yeezy. When you look in the fashion industry, everyone's lines are suffering because everyone's shopping online. So if you go into any brick and mortar store, everyone's lines and the sales are down. Does it feel political? Absolutely. It definitely feels political. If her name was Jessica Simpson or if her name was anybody else, I don't think that it would be an issue, and I don't think that Nordstrom would have dropped her. So I feel sorry for her in that sense because she's definitely a victim. She's in the aftermath, in the wake of her father, and her business has become a victim.
And
do you think, by the way, when they drop other lines, that they send out a press release about it?
No.
I mean, when they drop Jessica Simpson or when they drop whatever, they don't send out a press release. So this is the first political.
I mean, she's the first daughter. Everyone's going to know. If Malia Obama gets kicked out of Harvard, we're all going to know about it. You know,
right.
I mean, that's part of the territory.
And then there's the other question about the jobs, how many people were employed in making the various clothing, the things in the clothing line, and do those people get jobs if you boycott these products? So what does it do to the mainstream employment of these people? Maybe that's a sidebar issue, but it's a...
You're actually on target with that, because part of the aftermath of this Nordstrom thing especially, someone in the stock room, the picture went viral. I'm sure you saw this, Jen, where it was Ivanka Trump's boxes of inventory, and it all says made in China, and that really just added fuel to the fire of anyone who was already against her and the clothing line. That made it a lot worse. So there was a social media aspect of it, too, that wasn't great.
All right. So there we have it. We've taken apart all the women. Not all of them, but some of them good, bad, and indifferent. It's 19 past the hour as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Wow.
why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Change after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan reviewing the charts from this week's Talkers Overview of what's going on in the real world, of conversation radio, whether it's the real world or isn't. I was listening, Richie, with interest to the conversation going on in our so-called green room amongst the ladies about how Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and many of the Democrats, Cory Booker, are getting inundated with people who just camp out in front of their offices who want to pound them for, you got to do this and you got to do that.
Yeah.
And what it does, whether you like it or you don't like it, it does prove that, in this sense, this form of democracy, if that's what you want to call it, or representative government, works. And it's too bad that it's just being shown this way, because there are plenty of examples. I'm a great protester. I've always been. I like the idea of protesting. I've encouraged my children to protest, and they've been doing plenty of it lately. But I think that there, it needs to go farther. It seems almost superficial to me to have all of this stuff, the focus on it right now, because many, not most, but many of the people who are protesting don't have the facts, really. They have their emotions running high. They're whipped up by the news media that's certainly a willing co-conspirator in all of this. And so, I mean, you can just see it. I can't go through. I have 14 websites I go through every day to see what's going on or get a sense of what's going on. And the blast of anti-Trump stuff is deafening and annoying. I mean, the guy can't be all bad. Does he make mistakes? Yeah. Richie makes mistakes. I make mistakes.
Lots of
Victoria makes mistakes. But are we going to shut everything down because we don't, because there's a mistake or we don't like his style or whatever the hell it is? I mean, I think that there is good reason to be upset about some things, like the pipeline. That's something that annoys me. Us looking for more troops to go to Afghanistan, that's a no-no as far as I'm concerned. I'd be willing to protest that kind of stuff myself. But to just I mean, the clothing and all this, you're not going to go shop at Nordstrom's or TJ Maxx because I got Ivanka Trump stuff in it. Get a life, for God's sakes. What in the world? What? So you don't want to buy them? Don't buy them. That's all. Why do we want to? What's fair about stopping other people from buying the stuff if they want to? I think it's just plain wrong.
Yeah,
and it's dumb.
I agree with
it's
that.
It's wrong-headed. It is not the way, I mean, it is the way things are done, but the intimidation factor, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't get it, frankly. I just don't get it. And,
right, and these, the fact that everybody is just really just cranked up on emotionally and not
yes.
thinking soundly is what gets me. You know, you see it on social media all day. You see it on the news all night. Everybody is being driven by their emotions without really stopping and looking rationally. And I get it. I mean, the guy's blunt. The guy is straightforward. The guy doesn't sound as smooth as your typical criminal politicians. And he comes across rough. I totally get that. No problems whatsoever. But when you stop to think about some of the things and really just look at the facts, you know, some of it just makes sense. And you can't fight
it. The things he's doing?
Yes.
Yeah, they do like make sense.
Though?
Some of them
but
do,
which,
some of them
what?
Don't.
You know what? The travel ban. The travel, quote-unquote, travel ban. And the fact that people are misrepresenting this so badly.
Awful. That woman who's in the focus of every video in the world that you see that's gone viral in the last 24 hours about this woman who's going to get deported as an example of what ICE didn't do that they should have done a long time ago. This woman's been on the watch list forever. She's got two kids born in America. She hasn't done a damn thing to try to get herself here legally. And she's been here for 14 years.
20
years.
I
have no sympathy for that. There's a woman in Texas that's going to get deported to the rest of her yesterday because she went to check in and they looked at her record and said, wait a minute, you were supposed to be deported 4 years ago. Why are you still here?
But,
so they grabbed it.
And I understand all that. And we talked about, you know, immigration and stuff. You know, we talk about it all the time. But if your children are born here, I mean, how can you be separated from your children?
Because you're not here legally. Get it fixed. You could fix it yourself. If you really care about your children and you want to be here, then do it
right.
the right way.
And
you
I,
yourself said that your parents came here from Ireland and they did it the right way.
Well,
they
my
did.
Dad, my mom's American.
Your
yeah, my
okay.
my dad.
Yeah.
And doing it the right way was important to him, and I am all in favor of doing it the right way. But what I'm saying is the situation is what it is now, and she has two children here. So
tough.
So what?
So you
tough.
Think she should
That's
be deported?
Tough.
You break
yeah, no.
the rules.
Absolutely.
Go back and
How
do
old
it
are her
again.
Children?
14 and 16.
Really? So you
and
want
their,
minors
their father is here legally.
Really? The father's illegal, but
he's
here.
So you
there.
Want
I
two
get
American
that.
Citizens to be
I
orphans.
Want
really?
This stuff to get
that
handled
seems ridiculous.
Properly. It's just enough already. Let them go live with their uncles. His uncles that are related.
Really? So you want
yeah.
their mother to not be their mother
yes.
anymore?
And yes.
You want them to be
I want
orphans.
Their mother to be their mother
really,
in Mexico.
Doug? Come on. I mean, yeah. that's really.
Mother goes to Mexico.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. You're both saying you want two minors to be orphaned. Two American
no,
citizens.
No,
to be
see, there you are.
That's
misrepresented
no.
again. The
no,
father
they
is
can
still
go to
here.
Mexico with their mother.
The father
they
is still
go to
here.
Mexico with their mother.
They're American citizens. Why should
okay,
they
Okay, so what?
Mexico?
Let them go travel in Mexico and be with their mother.
The father is
but
still
saying,
here. They won't
but
be orphaned.
They're American citizens. Why should they have
so.
To go to Mexico?
No, why shouldn't they? Their mother's illegal. She's going back to Mexico. They can go live with her. If she wants to come here and be legal, I'm sure that in 5 minutes she can fill out the paperwork and get herself on track. It's that easy to get started.
Well, now it's, but that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about right now, dealing with the actual problem. She's getting deported, so it doesn't sound like that's an option anymore for her.
Well,
she
put
she
her children
thought about
in that
it
10 position.
Years ago.
Right, exactly. All right, we're not trying to.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Thinking caps back on and go back to work on the charts for this week. A lot of controversy, and it makes for a good conversation, a lot of people think. I don't know. I'm not a member of the gang who thinks everything on the radio and television has to be controversial, in your face, and that makes... Richie and I used to argue about this because he loves those good wrestling matches. He thinks it makes for great, compelling radio. I think if you overdo it, then it loses its impact.
Absolutely. It has to be natural.
Right, exactly. Like the fights you and I used to get into.
Well, I mean, no, real emotions
yes,
are compelling, okay. And real conversations with emotions are compelling. Fake is fake.
Fake is fake. And a lot of it, you know as well as I do, as some of the stuff on some of the radio programs and the TV shows is just complete fakery. It's just contention for the sake of contention. It's like it's scripted, and so you know it's important to understand the real versus the phony baloney stuff. And I'm not even just in the conversation, but about the stuff that's really happening. How much of the protesting that's going on at some of the offices in the White House is based on emotion versus fact? And we all know that sometimes emotions rule the day. There are people that get all worked up about things that will never happen. Never happen. But yet, it seems real to them, so you can't really deny that that's what they're really feeling or thinking. But sometimes
you also don't know. I mean, you don't have
Victoria
a crystal ball.
Keenan's you do. No?
Yeah, you don't know that stuff is never going to happen. You know, and I think that's the uncertainty is also what's scary, especially for women with
Victoria.
Women's issues. I know that, but this is different, though, Doug. This is on another level. And this is, you know, especially with women's issues, and the threat is real.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I think let me just give you the straight from my shoulder thoughts about this, because I've sort of danced around this a lot in the months that Trump has been either running or has been. Richie and I talked about this off the air and on the air about Trump. Richie wasn't for him at the beginning. I wasn't. But I was more for him than everybody else, actually, because I thought that he and Bernie Sanders in a good competition would really bring out the feelings that are so prominent in America. And I think a lot of them have not anything to do with the protests that are going on. I think the people who don't like what's going on in the main, not all of them, but many of them protested by voting for Trump or voting for Bernie Sanders. That's as far as they're willing to go, whereas other people who are emotionally involved, and this is not a criticism at all. As a matter of fact, I laud people who protest, whether I agree with them or I don't agree with them. This is how the system works. It's the greasy wheel theory. And sometimes it's smart and intelligent and focused and well-intentioned, and sometimes it's not. I believe, however, at this point, much of the anger that's focused on Trump is ill thought out. That's not ill-conceived is what I mean. Ill-timed. And is Trump like anybody else around? No. Is he a whack job? In some respects, I suppose he is. Does he denigrate the office of the president? It depends on who you talk to. But I know there are tens of millions of people in this country who are pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
That's as crude as an example. I mean, but it's true. I am.
On both sides.
And I'm pissed off because I don't want that pipeline built where they said they're going to build it. So I'm ticked off about that being done.
Right.
I don't like a lot of these people who have been nominated and getting confirmed for these various posts.
Agreed.
But time will tell how that all shakes out. I think it's foolish. And I said this before, I even said it to my daughter, why are you, let's wait until he gets in and then protest and stuff. He hasn't done anything yet. Well, he had this to say and that to say. And yeah, that's true. But I'm a great believer in the here and now. I'm only going to protest or be upset about things that are being done today. Now, the pipeline, wrong. Betsy DeVos, wrong. You can go through a bunch of these other people. Now, this is my feeling based on my experience as a living, breathing human being who's fairly, if not quite intelligent, if I do say so myself. I got a quick mind. I'm easily influenced sometimes, as Richie will tell you, by the last guy that goes through the door, depending on how passionate or emotional or factual I think this person is. I think Trump's getting he's getting a bad shake at the moment. He's creating some of it himself, and he knows that's the difference. He knows that he's creating it, and he's going back over.
Well, he's trying to create some of
his tracks
because he really wants to show the press for what they are.
Yes.
And
that's not bad.
He takes them on
fakers,
head on,
phonies,
and you can see how they react to him in their reporting on him and anything that he does.
But it's making it worse.
It is.
Well, but why is it up to them to make it worse? Who the hell are they?
It's making it worse because they are trying to show or report on him in such a way that it's ranking up the emotion.
I know, but he's making it worse.
I don't care.
Why have an obligation to pander to the press?
I'm not talking about pandering. I'm talking about, in general, his overall the perception that people who don't like him have. If he would stop watching SNL and tweeting about it every weekend, then maybe we'd have a little more respect for him.
I don't. The tweeting needs to stop.
But he's tweeting. I mean, he's doing it.
I totally want the press to be challenged. I totally want the press to be challenged. I'm so tired of the Bill Clinton, the Barack Obamas, the slick-talking politicians, even the George Bushes, telling us what they want to do and then just totally looking at us in the eye and lying to us. And I'm so tired of it. I appreciate somebody, even if he sounds like a moron sometimes, being honest with me. One of the reasons Doug Steffen and I get along so well is because he is brutally honest, and I know where he stands every single second of the day. I never have to guess where he stands or if he's being honest with me. Even if I don't like what he's saying, he's telling me what he thinks, and I appreciate that.
And I understand that intelligence too, Richie.
It's best based on
sure.
I'm
I understand
than
that.
Average bear.
Good looks too. Right?
And I agree with what you're saying, Rich. I do think that Trump heartily believes everything that he says and tweets.
I just disagree with most of the things he says and tweets.
Then you just torpedoed everything Richie just said.
No, Richie likes it because he's talking about me.
He was talking about Trump first.
Okay, but I don't know that in terms of being honest. Let's define what that means. He's honestly trying to get people to think about things as they are and how much better it might be if they were another way. But do I think he believes everything he says?
I think he definitely throws stuff out there to his advantage.
Yes.
How is that being honest then?
I think he goes to Boeing and says, "Are you kidding? I'm going to throw this tweet out there. I'm not going to pay that
kind of money. It's going to cost me."
I think he goes to Carrier and says, go ahead, move to Mexico, no problem." And I think that stuff is just tossed out there, but
and
it
see
works.
How much of it has worked?
Yeah,
it's worked. All right. The one thing before we pause here for a moment, Victoria, you're very strident and very good at this, and I'm appreciative of your being here because you're not backing down either, and that's good.
No, Victoria's
Richie's a bully sometimes, and it gets to the point of pushing people around, but you don't let stand up to him.
I don't, you know what the thing?
I never ever have felt bullied by Richie ever once.
Really?
I never have.
I'm very
nice
to Victoria because she's very smart. And B, I like her. So.
Okay, I like Richie, so I've never felt bullied by him.
Before we leave
maybe
the discussion
you're just a weaker target, Doug.
I know I am.
He gets very upset.
So here's my read. I think it is fabulous that Putin, it got so to the point, the business of him being called a killer by Bill O'Reilly got under his skin so much that he went public and demanded an apology from Fox. The president of Russia says
only a
to
killer
Fox,
would demand
we
that,
want
though.
An apology. Well, you called Putin a killer.
Here's the one thing where I can't figure out Trump's angle here. He just never, ever takes a shot at Putin. He's always kind of kissing his butt. Mm-hmm. And I know there's an angle there somewhere, and I just don't see what it is yet. But I cannot figure out for the life of me what his play is here with Putin. I think he's trying to play Putin, but I don't see it yet. And that makes me a little nervous. So that's where, on Trump, I'm going.
All right, let me give you a little this Valentine's Day weekend. And for those of you who have not stood up to the plate yet and hit a home run, I have a suggestion for you that will give to that person you love a gift like no other. Valentine's Day, and those of you who are slaggards who have not done anything because you figure you go to the store and you get some old worn out roses or some other dead flowers and give them to the person that you love on Valentine's Day, what a losing approach. My God, why would you do that when it's so easy to get these strawberries from Sherry's Berries? Richie, you've gotten these over the years.
Oh my God.
We talked about these
great.
Off and on over the years. These are really terrific, and they're so inexpensive. This is just the right move for those of you who have been sitting on your hands and haven't done anything yet. Go online right now to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and buy a dozen Sherry's Berries that are just covered in chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate. They are covered with chips and swizzles and nuts. This is a surprise that will be very much appreciated. Send it to your lover at work, to your wife, whatever, your best friend. But do it now. Don't wait. Over the weekend, you may not hear or think about it. So now. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV, which is your road to the discount. $19.99 for a dozen, $10 more, two dozen of these berries that are mouth-watering. My God, these things, whew, how do they find as many as they do? These great berries, I don't know. They're growing them, they're picking them, they're covering them with chocolate, and they're putting them in a box and sending them to you, and you will love it. And the action afterwards would probably be kind of nice, too. So have memorable fun with a way to spoil your sweetheart, go to berries.com and click on the microphone, top right-hand corner, type in DJV for the best deal in the best of all possible ways. Say, I love you.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.90 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only is 4117.
47 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen focusing on the stories from the talk host point of view on the talkers list. This week, the stuff in the Middle East is same old, a bunch of that stuff. And those people are nominated for various reasons. What I found interesting about the Elizabeth Warren thing was the fact that not that that old fossil Mitch McConnell told her to sit down and shut up. But that Martin Luther King's niece, who apparently voted for Trump, went all over the place and went viral thus with her attitude or approach to Elizabeth Warren, saying that she was using a race card to try to prevent. I think that was, if I remember correctly, Victoria, talked about
mm-hmm.
I think that was the quote, using the race card to make a point that might not have been made by her uncle. And Coretta Scott King wrote this letter. If you don't know the story, the wife of Martin Luther King wrote a letter to the Senate in 1988, I think it was, when they were looking at confirming Sessions for some job. I don't remember what it was.
It was an Alabama judge. Yes. And he was ultimately denied.
So this is going to really annoy some people. We have a lot of folks listening in the Deep South, the Mid-South. But what happens in these places, like Sonny Perdue from Georgia gets to be the Secretary of Agriculture, or guys like Sessions, who are the epitome of the old white guy who, if he didn't belong to the KKK, somebody's family did. And they just put these images forward that are anathema to people. You can't tell me you can't find people in these states or elsewhere that have really good ideas, strong ideas, and present themselves better, even though it may not, I may be superficial.
It doesn't matter. Anybody that you bring that's white from Alabama, somebody's going to say is a racist.
Okay, well,
white guys from Alabama don't ever get a break. They're always racists.
Not every white guy in Alabama is a racist.
Well, no, but that's the way the media plays
guys,
it out.
But these
the
guys smell like it, though, to too many people. That's a problem.
Labels.
10 before the hour.
Labels.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
piano lesson now, courtesy of Chuck Curry. Okay, it's not the theme from 24. It's a surprise from Chuck. Chuck Curry is our movie man. All right, why are we playing this?
Well, in celebration of Valentine's Day weekend, I thought I'd play the theme to On Golden Pond. It doesn't get any more romantic than Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn in their upper 70s. What do you think?
Chucker, you sold this to me yesterday as in the first few notes you'll know what it is. What?
You know that I've never seen that movie.
While Victoria's at home watching The Notebook, me and Doug will be at home watching On Golden Pond.
Actually, Chucker, last night I watched the first two episodes. Richie, I've got to tell you this. I watched the first two episodes of the new 24.
Yeah, what'd you think?
What'd you think?
It's 24.
Yes.
I liked it. I liked it. I thought, listen, you know, a lot of people were skeptical. I don't know what the ratings are going to be long term without, Keith Sutherland. Yeah. But right. the concept can really fit any character into it.
We're used to Kiefer, and I think it would be better with him. The new kid doesn't do anything for me one way or another.
Yeah, but
I
you got
to
get
emotionally connected to him.
But you may be by the end of the season.
Maybe. That might be. But I will tell you, all of the graphics, the stories with 97 different plots going on,
right,
it's dizzying. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Right. Same set. Where they come up with these stories, the problem is that
Jimmy
the Arabs
Schmitz
are still the bad guys, and they're still going to blow up something. But
they've got Jimmy Schmitz there to kind of be the big star lock. until you get connected.
But who are the real bad guys is always the thing that's so cleverly done, because you never really know. You think you know who the bad guys are, but you don't really know who the bad guys are.
Well, what they always do, they have layers of villains. You know, the first layer is just the first layer, and it always goes to a higher realm. But I didn't see the second episode. I just watched the first one, and for the most part, I liked it. I thought it was. It'll keep me watching. Let me just say that. I'll go back.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It is one of the, I was on the plane coming back to L.A. and I saw three episodes of Scandal, and I think that's improved to a point. I was tired of all the murder and cut up all the bodies and stuff like that. Kind of like how violent it got with the Blacklist. Let's tell a story. I don't want to,
but I will say this, you know, in celebration, just in time for Valentine's Day weekend, The Walking Dead returns Sunday night, so I'm really excited.
All right, let's talk about the movies coming out this weekend in just a moment, as Chuck Curry is here to give us that info.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here, Chuck. On Fridays, people want to know what's going on at the box office for the weekend. What do you expect is going to do well?
It's going to be a big weekend at the box office. Projections, a big weekend. Batman Lego Movie expected to be the number one draw, tracking at around $75 million opening weekend. Like the first Lego Movie, the reviews are really good for this film. I got to be honest, the first Lego Movie, I'm in the minority. It didn't do much for me.
Yeah,
but people
I didn't
really
like it either, but this one looks funnier.
Yeah.
And it has Batman, so you know you're going to get a crowd. Also, 50 Shades Darker, the sequel to the hit movie 50 Shades.
Did you see the first one, Victoria? Victoria, did you see that first one?
I did. I thought it was terrible.
Do you see the first one?
Yeah, I like it. I liked it because I thought she was good.
Victoria, will you go see the second one?
Time.
The reviews are awful for this one, but I think it's going to be critic-proof. It's tracking at around $42 million. The original did $85 million in its opening frame. And also opening is John Wick 2 with Keanu Reeves, which looks to be a new action franchise for Reeves.
What is that about? I don't remember.
It's just a hardcore, violent action film, sort of a character that gets revenge on people.
Is it too violent for me? I don't like a lot.
Is it too violent? Well,
is it like Death
Disney
Wish?
A Disney G movie would be too violent for you.
It's like Death Wish.
I don't know.
It's like Death Wish, is it?
Like Death Wish.
Yeah, somewhat like that, yeah.
All right, so big weekend at the box office. Have some fun Valentine's Day weekend. Chucker, thank you. Will you be my Valentine?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.